Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, June 14, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Violence rocks Iran in advance of elections. Believers offer encouragement. U.S. missionaries attacked in India, and Christian broadcasters look to forge transcontinental alliances. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, bombings are rocking Iran in advance of the presidential race. The unrest has left an indelible anti-Western impression. But evangelist Sammy Tippett says that's not entirely true. In fact, there's a tremendous hunger among a young, disillusioned population that's embracing the gospel.
There are literally thousands upon thousands who are coming to know Jesus Christ there. And so one of the great needs is for discipleship. Many of them have never had a Bible. Many of them, their only contact with Christianity is through our TV broadcast.
Tippett says there's much to pray about. In the Persian world, being a Christian carries a high price tag.
We need to pray that God would continue to give them that courage, but at the same time give them wisdom, because their lives are literally on the line. They could be put in prison. They could be killed for their faith and following Christ. So we need to pray that God would give them great wisdom.
Next, attacks against Christians continue in India. This time it involved three missionaries from the United States. According to police, the Americans were attacked by a group of about 40 people after the religious gathering was mistaken for a conversion ceremony. They attacked the entire congregation Sunday near Mumbai. Two of the missionaries were hurt, a third abducted but later set free. Attacks against Christians have increased in recent months because of the large number of the majority religion turning to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Ron Harris, chairman of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, was recently part of a broadcast delegation to Eastern Europe. There, the team met their Transworld Radio counterparts in Albania, Croatia, Serbia, Slovakia, as well as Austria and Italy. The visit brought out an important function of their work.
Christian radio in those areas can begin to teach the truth of God's Word to people who have never had Bibles, have never had a good foundational truth. But I think there also is a sense of spiritual growth and encouragement and strength.
Harris issues this plea in support of the Great Commission.
Groups like Transworld Radio need folks in the United States who will partner with them in assisting these Christian broadcasters in the various countries they serve. National Religious Broadcasters is encouraging our American broadcasters to look for opportunities to partner with these international broadcasters.
Meanwhile, 20 years ago, it was only a dream. Then, people were simply praying for religious freedom. But now, Christian radio isn't only a reality in Moldova, it's flourishing. This week, one such radio ministry celebrating 11 years on the air. Little Samaritan Mission's Florine Pindik-Blodge.
God blessed us with 12 Christian radio stations. Some of them are very powerful, and we put antenna on the high towers built by the former Soviet Union, and this penetrates about 150 or 200 miles.
Pindik-Blodge says every day they receive testimonies from people who have given their hearts to Christ. He reads a recent letter from a 16-year-old girl after she was told about their radio ministry.
I liked the program, and then I was begging my mom to buy a radio for me. She bought a radio. I started listening. I liked it. And one day, I accepted Christ.
Funding is needed to help keep these radio stations on the air to reach even more people for Christ. And the Evangelical Free Church of America's Compassion Ministries is thanking God for keeping a Christian school open in Rwanda. The agency's director, Jim Snyder, says one of the Christian schools they're assisting was on the verge of closure unless evidence could be shown that construction progress is being made. Because of your help, enough money was raised to restart the delayed project, but nearly $7,000 is still needed to finish it. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.